This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 outbreaks are on the rise this week, according to state health officials. Most of the reported outbreaks are in K-12 schools and nursing homes. Manufacturing facilities, offices, and restaurants also saw an increase in outbreaks. The top general at the U.S. Space Command acknowledges expensive infrastructure that exists in Colorado would have to be duplicated if the mission moves to Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Army General James Dickinson has been in charge of the command since last August. It's based at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, yet President Trump announced in the waning days of his tenure it would move to Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn has been a harsh critic of Trump's decision, and he questioned Dickinson during a subcommittee hearing.
If the military was told to put Space Command in a cornfield in Iowa, you know, they could do it. You know, we can do whatever we want, but why do it when it's working so well where it is right now?
While acknowledging the additional cost of the Alabama move, Dickinson still approves of Trump's decision. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Millions of birds migrate through Colorado during the spring, most of them at night. Artificial light from cities can be disorienting, and some birds never make it to their destination. Denver Audubon and the International Dark Sky Association are asking people to turn out their lights by midnight this month and next month while the birds migrate. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.